This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Legacy Theater in Carthage has already made upgrades, and now it's looking to complete another improvement. Supporters want to install a sound and lighting system. Currently, the theater must rent the equipment for shows. To raise the money, a group of donors put up $50,000, encouraging the community to match that by the end of the year. Joy Swearingen chairs the theater's fundraising committee, and she's a member of the Legacy Foundation board. She says the Legacy Theater opened 3 years ago and has become an asset to the community.
To have the kind of and quality of entertainment that we are able to bring just adds something to this small rural community. We would have to drive at least several hundred miles down to Branson and stay overnight. We can see that outstanding show right here.
Swearingen says the building dates back to the 1940s or 50s. It was built as an auditorium, chapel, and lecture hall for the old Carthage College. It's now owned by the city and run largely by volunteers. The building has been renovated and a better stage was put in. Swearingen says the theater provides educational opportunities, and she says some of the performers have held workshops for students. She also says the shows draw audiences from outside of Hancock County.
Busloads of people come. They will shop. They will eat. We feel like it's an extremely important economic development asset for all of Hancock County and Western Illinois.
The theater's upcoming schedule includes Bluegrass Hall of Fame member Larry Sparks, magician Dennis Watkins, and the Minnesota Ballet performing the Nutcracker. Swearingen says the ballet will use around 40 young dancers from the community in their shows. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.